Don't forget to make that credit card payment this month. If you do forget, it will cost you, and probably more than you might think. Five of the nation's big credit card issuers, who control nearly half the market, have boosted their late fees recently to $35, up from the former industry standard of $29. And late fees aren't the only charges that are rising. Robert McKinley, who heads CardWeb.com, which tracks the credit card industry, joins us. Welcome, Mr. McKinley.
Thank you.
So why are these fees rising? Have the number of late payments jumped, or is this just a bid by the card companies to increase their profits?
Well, I think it's a combination of things. Yes, certainly delinquencies and the losses in the credit card business have been rising. In fact, losses are up about 20% over last year. At the same time, you know, we've passed on, the industry's had so many rate cuts over the last year, it's driven down interest rates to a very low level. I think some of the card issuers see this as an opportunity to kind of slip in some new fees.
Now, we're talking about a $35 late fee. Does that reflect in any way what it costs a company to absorb a late payment that's late for a week or so, but ultimately gets paid?
Certainly not. I mean, many years ago, this was cost-driven. And in fact, in some states, they had laws that mandated that late fees be limited to just simply the cost of making a collection call or sending out a collection letter. But it now has become an integral part of the profit stream. In fact, quite often in these discussions of earnings reports, you will hear issuers refer to their interest income as well as their late fee income as though they were complementary to each other.
There are a number of other fees that I wasn't previously aware of that have appeared on some credit card statements recently. A charge for using your card overseas, another one a charge to close out your account. There's even a charge on some cards if you don't use them often. Are people really charging for these things?
Well, there are a few issuers that are doing those kinds of practices. The overseas transaction is very widespread. It was typical in the industry to charge 1% to do the exchange between a foreign currency and U.S. currency, which actually was a very good deal because it's 1% over the wholesale exchange rate. But what has happened, some issuers have now added 2 and 3% for themselves. Now, they claim it's to offset fraud losses, but it has, of course, raised the cost substantially on that transaction. As far as the other fees, they're not widespread in the industry. There have been a few players, for example, Fleet, that tried those policies. But for the most part, they're out there, which is surprising to see a fee. In fact, we've run across some fees now where issuers are charging a monthly fee in addition to an annual fee.
What percentage of profits are fees overall?
Well, if you consider all the fees in the industry, they run right around $20 to $22 billion in gross revenues. If you compare that to the interest side, interest revenues are about $90 to $100 billion. So it's a substantial part. As a matter of fact, over the last 5 years, fee income has been rising dramatically more than interest income.
So we're talking about in the range of 20% or more.
Very well. It could be,
In terms of the percentage of profits.
Absolutely.
Right. And do consumers have any alternatives here?
Well, of course, they can vote with their feet. They can go to the smaller institutions who are not doing these things, who typically charge very low fees or annual fees. But the other thing is not to play games with these card issuers. Make sure you get your payment in as soon as possible. We recommend you send in the minimum as soon as you get the bill and then make a second payment later on just to protect yourself.
Robert McKinley of CardWeb.com, thanks very much.
Thank you.